From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, biscuits. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Mike Pesca. It's Friday, April 25th, 2008.
Michael, we made it to Friday.
That's good. You really mean cookies like biscuits.
I mean, cookie biscuits. This is a debate, right? I don't really understand why Europeans insist on calling cookies biscuits. I like the Europeans, but I don't understand. I think a biscuit is supposed to be savory. A cookie is sweet, but not in their world. It's all crazy.
That's right. What do they call biscuits? The doughy, delicious bread.
Rolls.
What do they call rolls? What we have to do is find, we have to ask the question until we get to the word that they have no equivalent for. Like, it all goes, what do they call rolls? They call rolls Danish. What do they call Danish? They call Danish
people.
Donuts. What do they call donuts? People. They call donuts trucks.
Okay, I
what do they call
you.
Trucks?
I gotta stop you.
They call trucks lorries, and that's where it ends. See how that works?
Why are we talking about this? Because today is Anzac Day. It is actually a very solemn day in Australia. It's a day that people in Australia and New Zealand remember World War I, sacrifices their soldiers made there, and our very own Manoli Weatherall made some Australian Anzac biscuits to celebrate.
And we will take a look at new movies out today with Daniel Holloway. The new Tina Fey, Amy Poehler pick is out, Baby Mama. That plus a new one from Errol Morris and a thriller or purported thriller starring Ewan McGregor and Michelle Williams.
And we'll have a report from RaffleCon, rolling on the floor laughing, perhaps the nerdiest gathering outside of JPL. It's a convention of internet memes and academics in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Our very own Ian Chilog is there in the BPP news chopper. We have one of those?
He just beats his chest like this. Here above RaffleCon! It's going smoothly.
He will join us with a live on-the-scene report, hopefully with no chest beating. We'll get the day's headlines in just a minute, but first.
Democratic Senator Ted Kennedy is calling it the first civil rights bill of the new century. A law the Senate passed yesterday would prohibit health insurance companies and employers from using DNA test results to make decisions about who gets what kind of health insurance and who gets hired or fired.
It's called the Genetic Information Non-Discrimination Act. Senator Mike Enzi, Republican from Wyoming, explained yesterday on the Senate floor why he thinks it's so important.
Insurance companies sometimes want a blood test. That blood test will tell far more than it ever did in the history of the world. And that can have some dire consequences, except for this bill. This bill will protect people.
And Connecticut Democrat Chris Dodd said DNA testing should not be misused.
We all potentially have a genetic makeup that makes us more susceptible to some kind of an ailment. And that possibility should not be the obstruction to an insurance policy or a job.
The Senate approved the bill by a vote of 95-0. Now it goes to the House, where another version of the bill passed last year, 420-3. But the history of this legislation goes back further. The Senate passed similar bills in 2003 and 2005, but the House didn't act. Then, when the House did pass a bill last year, it was held up in the Senate by Oklahoma Republican Tom Coburn. How does this whole thing work again?
Well, now I'm stuck in committee, and I'll sit here and wait while a few key congressmen discuss and debate whether they should let me be alone.
Actually, it didn't get stuck in committee. Senator Coburn put a hold on the bill, but there are no lyrics for that, and we wanted to play the song. The senator was concerned that the bill might lead to lawsuits, and he also said that the bill contained an exception for allowing discrimination based on genes from embryos and fetuses. The bill's language was changed to the satisfaction of the pro-life senator, and it sailed through the Senate just in time for today, which I found out was National DNA Day. Who knew?
Not me. The House is expected to vote next week, and passage seems all but certain. President Bush supports the legislation, so barring a pretty shocking turnaround, this bill's going to become a law. Here's what that'll sound like.
He signed your bill. Now you're a law.
Oh, yes!
And one fun fact. We said that Senate vote was 95-0. Can you guess, Rachel, what activity the majority of the five non-voting senators are engaged in as we speak?
Reading about Guam.
they're running for president.
Yeah.
Obama, Clinton, and McCain missed the vote. You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this and other stories. Now let's get to some more of today's headlines. And over there is the BPP's Mark Garrison.